Committee there says Israeli soldiers fired at people trying to get aid off trucks, but Israel's chief spokesperson, soldiers didn't shoot at civilians.
Some began violently pushing and even other Gazans to death, looting the humanitarian. Unfortunate incident resulted in dozens of Gazans killed and injured.
A report. The police officer who murdered Sarah Everard 3 years ago should never have got his job. Ruth McKee reports on the findings from the woman without the inquiry.
Opportunities to disrupt the profession and bring his pissing career to a halt were missed.
Lady Eilish Angeloni says botched investigations and bungled background checks left Wayne Cousins. Setting procedures weren't good enough, debt reports overlooked, and indecent exposure claims, like one when he worked in Kent in 2015, ended with no action taken. The current head of that force explains why.
It was investigated to an officer without specialist training.
It meant future vetting checks turned up nothing. The Home Secretary says new...
Police officers charged with certain criminal offences.
Killed if Cousins hadn't been his job to gain her that night.
The Russian president's warned of a risk of nuclear war if NATO countries send troops into Ukraine. Vladimir Putin said it during his annual State of the Nation. Some big companies have announced job losses. Game developers EA is getting rid of 670 posts. The Body Shop is axing 500 positions. And Sainsbury's is reducing its workforce by 1,500. And it looks like Katie Price will lose nearly half her income from OnlyFans. The High Court judge ruled she hadn't paid what was agreed after being declared bankrupt.
FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Wickies, Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for our excellent 98 Not Out show. My name's John Chubb. I'm here for the next hour, welcoming you to the long...
spiritual man. Every time I'm far away into the river that is running to the promised land. In the middle of the night, I go in my sleep through the desert of the truth. We all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night.
Billy Joel getting us underway musically on this Thursday night. That was River of Dreams. So, first off, we're going to look back at the non-league in men's game from the last week. In the National League, Academy of FC Halifax Town at Victoria Road on Saturday, and it was disappointment for the Daggers in 1-0 defeat. Wawobi scored the hat-trick in the 56th minute, and that turned out to be the only goal of the game. Daggers currently in 15th, but only 3 points above the relegation zone. Southend United, on the other hand, have had a much-needed turnaround in form in their last few matches. Saturday saw the beat Aldershot Town 4-1 at Roots. Gave the visitors the lead after 18 minutes, but four first-half goals after trailing 1-0 at the interview full completely turned the situation around for Kevin Mayer's men. First, Harry Carwell scored 6 minutes into the second half. Ollie Kensdale got a second 4 minutes later, and then injury time goals from Jack Wood and Marcus Dakers saw Southend gain a 4-1 victory. And the Shrimpers were back in action at the Hall on Tuesday night when they hosted Altrincham, who took an early lead through Chris Conn-Clark, who scored in only the 4th minute. Carwell struck once again in the 39th minute, and in first half, scored a second, and that turned out to be the outcome. Southend United 2, Altrincham 1. So, from looking over their shoulders nervously, Southend are now up to 13th place. The table by no means completely safe, of course, but in a much better position than they were after 3 weeks of the bounce. One piece of news from the club this week is that the club and defender Luis Lomas have agreed the mutual termination of his contract. He signed for Southend in June 2022, and he went on to play 22 times for Blues in his debut season there. After a promising first year at Roots Hall, Lomas's hopes of kicking on this season were hampered due to injury, so he has now left the club. Looking at the promotion situation, Chesterfield are still miles in front, although they were held to a draw by Watford. They won away to third place Barnet on Tuesday night, and they are now 23 points clear of second placed Bromley. Barnet, Solihull Mills, Gateshead, Oldham and Aldershot Town are the other side currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Oxford City, they are looping and quickly doomed, it has to be said, 11 points from safety. Woking Wanderers, Woking and Kidderminster Harriers are the other clubs in the relegation zone. Although Kidderminster have seen an improvement from took over there, and they are currently only in the relegation zone on goal difference.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And we move on to National League South, where Chelmsford City had a very impressive result on Saturday, one which took them up to second place in the table. They hosted runaway leaders Yeovil Town and beat the Glovers by a goal to nearly 1,500 fans at Melbourne Park. No, Yeovil remained 11 points clear at the top. They a very impressive win for Braintree Town, in the playoff spots. They headed to Worthing, who was second at the start of play. And Braintree won 1-0. Aaron Blair were again with a match before the hour mark on the south coast. Crisis Club, Torquay United, they put on the pitch for their club because they held a lead to a 2-2 draw. They were 2-0 up at the break. They were 2-1 up at the break, sorry, because in a 2-0 lead, Sidhu Odunusi scored in first half injury time. But Abley Edwido Vaz scored a second, an equaliser 6 minutes into the second half for the Millers. It finished 2-2. So Yeovil still top, as I say. Chelmsford now in second above Worthing. Braintree Town on a great are in fourth. Bath St Albans and Hampstead Bishop. Bay in fifth place. 1 point behind the three. The week before, and also beat Truro on Tuesday night, so that's got them out of the drop zone. An expensive Taunton Town, who have dropped into the bottom four. One piece of news from Chelmsford City, by the way. Loanees Henry Gray and Finley Barbour have extended their loans at the club until the end of the season. Tuesday night from the club travel to Farnborough. From Ruck. He's rough. He's been so aggressive since he returned to the club. Braintree Town travelled down to the West Country on Tuesday night to face Bath City, and they came away with a 2-1. Victory. The scorers were Aaron Blair midway through the second half after Bath had taken a 16th minute lead, and the Iron One penalty 6 minutes from time converted by Shaquille Coulthurst to gain all 3 points. Also winning 3 points on Tuesday night were Aveley, who made the short trip across to Dartford, who took the lead on 54 minutes. But Nanakiai equalised 10 minutes from time. And 3 minutes later, Aveley won a penalty, converted by Sidhu Odunusi. So a 2-1 victory for the Millers. I am John Charlie, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport, the top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries, and lots of great music too at Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM. Our featured match was a visit to Chatham Town in the European Premier League. It was second versus third, and turned out to be quite a match for Andy Gardner, who was down in Kent watching this one for us.
It's been a nightmare first visit to the Bovril Stadium for the Liverpool Town. They have been blown away here by the team in second place. It's finished Chatham Town 6, Billericay Town 3, an incredible match. 9 gold, and it could have been twice as many. Bitter Ricky actually started really well and went in front. The Adam Leathers offered just 5 minutes, with Frankie Merrifield to Magic down the left cutback, Leathers slotting into the corner. And the equaliser came up for 12 minutes, and it was the home side captain Jack Evans making the 150th appearance for the club. Yeah, 30 yards. Hitting the top corner, that was 1-1. And then Billericke a couple of minutes later with Frankie Merrifield just brought down, but joy was short-lived when the linesman's flag had gone up. And then Billericke were blitzed, conceding 3 goals in 10 minutes to go away from them. And to rub salt in the wound, Billericke man drawing the Kikiaka that did the damage. He got 25 minutes. Really poor defending from Villarreal. He had 2 attempts. Really well. He kicked a couple of challenges. Really sumptuous finish into the corner. So that was 3-1 after 27. And that became 4-1 after 35. A corner. Poorly defended again by Villarreal. And another ex-Billericke man, Rowan Lyberg, was there at the back post to head into the from the other corner. So that was 4-1. And then it was 5, but then the flag went up to halt the home celebration. Billericke had a glimmer of hope after 43 minutes when Frankie Merrifield headed home from a Bradley Stevenson free kick. That was 4-2 at half-time, a breathless half of football. And Gary McCann's half-time team talk went straight out the window because Billericke conceded a 5th after 48 minutes. And it was that man, Ikiaka, completed his hat-trick. Again, poor marking from a corner, from a free kick. And his header went into the corner for 5-2. And then it became 6 after 64 minutes. Jamie Giller, who looks a really good player down the left, for Chatham. He was brought down by Bruce Wynn, and Yellen himself stepped on to calmly send Wilkes in. 6-2. They were then figuring out seriously they didn't give up, and they did pull a goal back 2 minutes full time. And it was a new signing, Sydney Ibby, who joined this week from Dagenham and Redbridge on loan. 6'6" attacker, but it wasn't with his head. It was a great shot from outside the box. So that gave the scoreline a slightly better look. But Billericke has conceded 6 for the first time since Hampton Richmond at New Lodge. And the manager that day was Gary McCann. But I can tell you he's not going to be leaving here as happy as he was on that day. Great crowd of 2,084 saw this one. Billericke might be back here again in the playoffs, you never know. And Chatham are going to be hard to stop if that is the case. It's finished. Incredible afternoon. Chatham Town 6, Billericke Town 3.
So an extraordinary game down in Kent on Saturday, but unfortunately for Billericke Town, it was another defeat for them, and conceding 6 goals in the process, leaving their manager Gary McCann with quite a lot of work to do. However, despite that defeat, they remain in third place, although they are 10 points behind second place Chatham Town. Elsewhere in the ESPN Premier League on Saturday, meanwhile, Hastings United were due to take on league leaders Hornchurch, but due to waterlogged pitch, that one was postponed. So no game for the Urchins on Saturday, but they remain 9 points clear at the top of the table, and they've got 2 games in hand on Chatham Town as well. Elsewhere, meanwhile, Hashtag United hosted Whitehawk at the Len Salmon Stadium, and it finished one apiece. Luke May Parrott put the tags ahead in the 12th minute before Whitehawk equalised on 66. By the way, it's been announced this week that Hashtag United men's side are going to be leaving their current home at Bowers and Pitsy at the end of this season, and as of next season they have arranged a ground share with Avely at Parkside, where the women's side already play incidentally. Elsewhere, Cameo Island hosted Carshalton Athletic at Park Lane and it finished goalless. And Concord Rangers didn't play. Their match was postponed. Their trip to Folkestone in Victa again, that was because of a waterlogged pitch. But the Urchins were, the Beach Boys were in action on Tuesday night against the Urchins. Leaders Hornchurch travelled down to the Aspect Arena and they came away with a comprehensive 3-0 victory. Femi Akinwande helped himself to a hat-trick, scoring it only in the second minute. He made it 2-0 on 18, and when Hornchurch won a penalty, 16 minutes from time, he was the man to take it, and he completed his hat-trick. Hornchurch have now won six in a row, undefeated since Darryl McMahon took over as their manager, and they've only lost one all season. So, looking at the table, as well as Chatham and Billericay, Wingate and Finchley and Enfield Town and the other sides still in the playoff spots. Hashtag a 12th after that draw on Saturday. Cambie Island 15th, Concord still in the relegation zone. But they're not cut adrift by any means, and given the amount of games in hand they still have, they could, if they can get some decent results together, still get out of trouble. Kingstonian, Harrogate and Cheshunt are the other sides currently in the bottom four. So a few bits of transfer news. As Andy mentioned in his report, Sidi Ibe has joined Benricki on loan from Dagenham and Redbridge, and he scored on his debut at Chatham. Meanwhile, Canvey have signed a new centre-half. Jimmy Wallace has arrived from fellow Isthmian Premier League club Cheshire. He's a former Southend United youngster and he's no stranger to Essex non-league circles. While he was at Southend, he had a loan spell at Witton Town and he's also played for Harlow Town and Concord Rangers. Concord, meanwhile, have signed striker Aral Deza, who hails from Albania originally, and he's played in both Welling United and Hemsley Town this season, but he has now arrived at the Aspects Arena. He made his debut as a sub in that defeat against Hornchurch on Wednesday. We'll take a little musical break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk step four.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear in two, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, 'cause you and I are strangers all over again. Oh,
Hearts a mess and heads a blaze. The nights become the start of day. Drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell. I can't even laugh. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here. You were hurt. Now I can't even call you my friend. Darling, it's strange, cause you strangers all over again. For someone like you, I can't even lie. I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room. All your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear in two, you were wearing two. Now I can't even call.
It's a cover song from Lewis Capaldi, and that one is called Strangers. So moving on to the Isthmian North, and the last Saturday was impacted by the wet weather conditions that were experienced late last week, and given the amount of rain that there's been in our area, I think that could be an issue this Saturday as well, but we should see. The match is between Basildon United and Bury Town, Brentwood Town versus Bowden Pitsy, Morgan Titchell's trip to Stowmarket, and Newton Stowe, their match gets played at all postponed because of waterlogged pitches. But of the games which did go ahead, Brighton Sea Region hosted Wroxham, and it was a 3-2 defeat for Regent. Forbes gave Brighton Sea Region only in the third minute. Forbes, the Wroxham defender, who put the ball into his own net, and Wroxham equalised from the penalty spot on 29, and went 2-1 up also with a penalty on 49. Marlon Agakwa equalised for Brighton Sea 3 minutes later, but Wroxham scored a winner 7 minutes from time and ended up winning 2. There was also a defeat for Grays Athletic, who travelled to second place. Felixstowe and Walton United, who won by the odd goal in. The winner came into second injury time. Charlie Stimson posted Grave the scores for Grays either side of half time. Two for Redbridge, who had come to Lowestoft Town on Saturday, and it was a comfortable win for Lowestoft, who won 5-1. AU Odikoya scored a consolation for the Boatermen 9 minutes from time. But it was a win for Witham Town, who hosted Grigston Road, and Witham won by 3-2. Luke Ivey equalised in the 22nd after Goulston got ahead after 11 minutes. Freddie King scored on 26. Goulston equalised just after the hour. And second half injury time, King scored his second and Goulston's third to gain all 3 points. A couple of matches on Tuesday night. Walthamstow hosted Basildon United, and Stowe won by 4-2. Despite Samir Ali giving the visitors, the Bees, a fifth-minute lead. Brian Moses equalised on 18. Bilou Saïd made it 2-1 on 21 before Ali equalised once again for Basildon. Brian Moses got his second on 68, and Stowe won a penalty 10 minutes from time, converted by Ollie Sotoyimbo. So they ended up winning by 4-2. Incidentally, Lowestoft, the leaders, suffered a bit of a short defeat on night. They went down 2-1 at Ipswich. One of the main 3 points of Felix table. Bury Townley, Bowers and Pitsy and Bredwell Town. Neither games this week, as I say, remain in the playoffs. Whilst Basildon United are 6th, Morden and Tiptree are 7th, Walthamstow 8th, Papertwist 9th, Brightley Sea Region in 10th, Whittam 11th, Redbridge are 15th, and Wales Athletic are in 17th place. A few bits of transfer news as well from the SDN North. Luca Albon is a new face at Steve Tilson's Haybridge Swift. Former Bowser Pitcher candidate midfielder to Swain Road. Richard, new face is goalkeeper Alan Fair, who's also played for Great Breakaway Rovers and White Ends Island. Chris Oakley has joined them. And Tiptree have signed a much travelled Harry Honesty, who began the season at Brightling Sea Regents. He has also played for Witton Town, Holbridge Sports, East Lowick United, Harlow Town and Tilbury. And also Hashtag United. I nearly forgot that one. So a very experienced player the Jammers have signed there. And meanwhile, Brightling Sea Regents have signed Teddy Collis from Essex Senior League club FC Clacton, who can operate as either a midfielder or a striker. Staying with Step 4 and Waltham Abbey were in action on Saturday. They hosted AFC Dunstable at Cappershots, and it was an end to their good run of form, and they missed the chance to go top as they were comprehensively beaten 6-2 by the Bedfordshire side. Abbey remain in the playoff spots, though. They were in third place behind Biggleswade Town and Bedford Town. Initially, they went second, but Biggleswade had a big win, so Abbey have now dropped a place to third.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to non-league step 5, and the games in the Essex Senior League on Saturday saw a 5-0 win for Barking at home to struggling Ilford. Home win 2 for FC Clacton, who beat Buckhurst Hill 3-1. Housley Town scored 5 without reply against West Essex. There was a win for informed Romford away to Sporting Bengal United. And it finished White Ensign 0, Stanway Rovers 4. The match between Saffron and Town at Great Wakering Rovers was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. And there was some big week games too. Saffron Walden won 3-2 away to bottom club Coggeshall Town, who continue to struggle. FC Clacton beat Housted Town 1-0. Tilbury leaders won 1-0 at Great Wakering. Finished Holbury Sports 1, Little Oakley 1. Takeley 0, Romford 2, and Stanway Rovers 1, Whittam Town 2. Although that was a League Cup match. There was another cup match on Wednesday. Sporting Bengal United played Athletic Newham, and Athletic won that one 3-2. A couple of league games last night as well. White Ends 0, West Essex 3, and Woodford Town 2, Buckhurst Hill 0 were the results. So looking at the Essex Senior, Tilbury remain top of the league. They are 11 points clear of second-placed Woodford Town. Meanwhile, in the
what's it called, the Spartan South Midlands Football League Premier Division, such a mouthful that, Stansted lost on Saturday. They were away to Arlesley Town, who beat them 1-0. But Stansted were at home on Tuesday night against Colney Heath, and they managed to pick up 3 points in a 2-1 victory. Stansted remain in 15th place in the table. Moving on to the furlough none. Meanwhile, in the first division south, Harlow Town remain top of the table, 6 points clear of Benfleet, who are in second place, although Harlow have played a lot more games. But Harlow were held to a 3-3 draw at Enfield Borough on Saturday. Hutton beat South End Manor 1-0. And the other results were Basildon Town 3, North West London 1, Cannonswood 1, Hoddesdon Town 2, Clapton 3, Clapton Community 2. Clapton Community have dropped to 4th place, just behind Hutton in 3rd. Dunmow Town 1, Parkview 3, and St Margaretsbury 3, Hackney Wick 5 were the other results on Saturday. There was one match on Monday night, Barkingside 2, Moneybaker 4. And Hutton travelled to Hoddesdon Town on Tuesday night, where they drew 0-0. And in 3 games last night, Basildon Town beat St Margaretsbury 2-1. Benfleet scored 5 against Clapton without reply. And Hackney Wick picked up a 2-0 win away to Parkview. Moving on to the third line Division 1 North. And just focusing on the Essex sides in that league. Harwich and Parkstone had a tricky trip on Saturday to second place Great Yarmouth Town, and they lost 2-0. Holland beat Leicester under 23s 4-1. Stanway Pegasus picked up a 3-2 win at home to Norwich CBS. And there was a win from Wivenhoe Town as well away at Swaffham Town. Wivenhoe were back in action on Tuesday night. They hosted Cornard United and finished 2-2. So Framlingham Town remained top of the table, 2 points clear of Great Yarmouth Town. Holland are third, Stanway Pegasus fourth, Harwich and Parkstone are fifth, and Wivenhoe Town are currently in 11th place. And finally, in our men's roundup, it's now confirmed that Colchester United will face Redbridge in the Essex Senior Cup final at the Community Stadium on Tuesday, the 19th of March, because the second semi-final took place on Tuesday night, and it was an Eastby and North affair, which saw Redbridge beat Maldon Tiptree. So that's the final places are now confirmed: Colchester United versus Redbridge.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too, and we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide. Can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony.
There we go. Legendary Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies. 20 to 8 on Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is the Non-League Hour. Still a lot to cram in, so I'm going to crack on. It's time for our women's roundup now, where we look at the women's sides at our local many of our local non-league clubs. And first off, I'm going to have a look at the Eastern Region Premier Division. Bowes and Pitsey ladies coming in ninth place didn't have a match this week. Barking Women, who are fifth, didn't have a league game either, but they were in action away to Wadson Park ladies in the League Plate quarter-final, and they went through to the semi-finals of that competition with a 2-1 victory. So well done to them. Both of those sides have matches this Sunday. Barking Women are at home to Needham Market, and Bowes and Pitsey ladies, they have an away fixture against Kingsley and Town ladies, bottom of the table, and sadly for them, they are still yet to register a win this season. And then moving on to the Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South. Billericay Town Women Development Side were away to Frontiers Ladies on Sunday, and they picked up a 3-1 victory. It was a win for second place Southend United ladies. They faced Lawford ladies at Garran Park and beat them by 2-0. And just looking at the fixtures for this weekend, Southend ladies are in action at home again, this time against Hutton Women. Stanley Pegasus ladies host Hertford Town Women. And Lawford ladies, they are away to Wormley Rovers ladies. Billericay Town women's side are in the League Plate, another League Plate quarterfinal this Sunday, and they host Stevenage FC Women. Just moving on to the London and South East Regional League Division 1 North. There were no games for Hackney or... No, there was a game for... there was meant to be a game for Hackney on Sunday. They were due to be at home to Whiteleaf, but it was postponed. Clapton Community, they were away at Dedham United, and they picked up a 3-0 win. Clapton currently in third place in that league. Hackney currently in eighth place. Clapton Community Women don't have a game this weekend, but Hackney are in action. They are away to Brentford in the London and South East Regional Women's League Trophy semi-final. So best of luck to Hackney in that one. Finally, I'm just going to take a look at the Essex County Women's League Premier Division, and there was a cup win on Sunday for league leaders Chelmsford City Women, who faced Hutton Reserves Women in a League Cup second round fixture, and Chelmsford City won by 3-0. And there was another cup game involving Romford Ladies and Colchester United Women's. Colchester Women scored 5 without reply. That was also in the League Cup second round. Meanwhile, in the league, thumping victory for Stanway Rovers ladies. They scored 10 without reply at home to Corinthians Women. And Lee Ramblers ladies, they won 8-4 away to Tigers ladies. So looking at the fixtures this weekend in the Premier Division, Bowes and Pitsey Reserves host Hutton Reserves, Frontiers Ladies play Corinthians, Stanway Rovers host Lee Ramblers Ladies, and leaders Chelmsford City Women travel to Toby Ladies. That's our women's roundup for this week.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter. playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn it up with Vixter every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Basement Jacks and Plug It In. Just to let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM after I finish this evening. Between 8 and 10, it's Gareth Williams with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through Indian alternative sounds from the 1960s onwards. And 10 p.m. until midnight, it's our Country and Americana show, The Night Shift, presented by Madeleine Christie.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the final segment of the show, where we run through the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. First off, in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge have another home fixture this Saturday against Altrincham. Southend United make a lengthy trip to Oldham Athletic, but they're in action at Roots Hall on Tuesday night, when Wealdstone will be the visitors. In the National League South, meanwhile, there's an Essex derby on Saturday at Melbourne Park. Second place Chelmsford City take on eighth placed Aveley. Braintree Town travel to Welling United, managed, of course, by their former manager, Rod Stringer. And a couple of games on Monday night. Averley take on league leaders Yeovil Town at Parkside. Meanwhile at Melbourne, it's Chelmsford City versus Worthing, second versus third. So that should be a really good match. Moving swiftly on to the Isthmian Premier League. Billericay Town versus Hashtag United at New Lodge on Saturday. I should think we'll be covering that one on Phoenix Sport. With any luck. Concord Rangers continue their battle to get out of trouble as they host Bognor Regis Town at the Aspect Arena. Leaders Hornchurch are at home to Cray Wanderers. Canvey Island, they travel to Lewis. And on Tuesday nights, there's a couple of games as well, both on Canvey. Canvey Island are at home to Lewis. And also Concord Rangers in action at the Aspect Arena. They take on Cheshunt, who are just above the drop zone at the moment. Incidentally, Hashtag are in action on Monday at Lenshammer Stadium. They have a Velocity Trophy, that's the Isthmian League Cup quarterfinal against Badshot Lee, who play in Isthmian South Central. On to step four then, and in the Isthmian North, these are the scheduled fixtures involving our local sides on Saturday. Walthamstow are at Goulston. Grays Athletic host Brighton Sea Region. Haybridge Swifts are at home to the leaders of Lowestoft Town. Brentwood Town have a trip to North London to take on New Salamis. Redbridge host Basildon United. Wissam Town travel to the bottom club, Stowmarket Town, still without a win. And Alden and Tiptree, they are at Wroxham. Tuesday night sees Brentwood Town take on Stowmarket here at the Brentwood Centre. Basildon United versus Bury Town. Redbridge host Ipswich Wanderers. Walthamstow at home to Goulston. And Haybridge Swifts have a trip to Wroxham. And there's one game on Wednesday night. Witham Town have an away fixture at Enfield. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 South, Waltham Abbey have an away fixture on Saturday, travel to Aylesbury United. And just to take a look at the Essex Senior League, if you fancy some Friday night football tomorrow night, head down to Ashton Playing Fields, where Woodford Town are hosting Frenford. Saturday sees Barking host Romford, Colchester versus Little Oakley, Stanmore Rovers versus West Essex, and Takeley versus Great Wakering Rovers. There is one League Cup game as well, Saffron Walden Town versus FC Clacton. Barking have a cup tie on Tuesday night, incidentally, at the London Senior Cup. They're away to a Charlton Athletic under-23 side. That game taking place at Dartford FC's Prince's Park ground. Tuesday sees Cogshill take on Harbridge Sports and Saffron Walden Town take on West Essex. There's a cup tie between Great Wakering and Woodford Town. And Wednesday night, Spawning Bengal United host the league leaders Tilbury. So finally, on to the final step five, that is, on to the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. Stansted have a couple of games this week at Wake Crawley Green on Saturday, and on Tuesday night they host Shepherd Town and Canton. I think that was postponed on a Saturday recently. It's been rearranged for this Tuesday night. And in the Solo 9 Division 1 South, a couple of Friday night games, Barkingside against Wormley, Mayne Baker against Dumbo Town. Saturday sees Basildon Town host Enfield Borough, Benfleet versus Harlow Town, two of the higher flyers there. Burnham Ramblers away at Broomsdown, Hutton travel to Cannonswood, Clapton host South End Manor, Hackney Wick take on North West London, Newbury Forest at Hoddesdon, and Tower Hamlets face St Margaret's Bury. And on Tuesday night, Benfleet are away to St Margaret's Bury. Wednesday night, sees Basildon Town host Cannonswood, Newbury Forester at Brimsbane, Hackney Wick face Clapton. Mayne Baker, they are at home to Wormley Rovers, and finally Parkview have a fixture against North West London. And that is pretty much that. Just to remind you, Gareth is going to be along very soon with Bumper to Bumper. That's well worth a listen for the next 2 hours. If you like your indie, an alternative, as always, a good diverse selection of that from the 1960s onwards. As for me, I should be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon for another edition of Phoenix Sport. 3 hours of live sports updates, reports, and some fine music in between when I get out of breath. So hope you can join me for that. If not, all being well, I should be back in this chair next Thursday night, 7 to 8 p.m., for another edition of the Non-League Hour. Thank you very much for your company this evening. Take care, and a very good night to you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.